Saturday edition of the show. We're here live, as we are 7 nights per week. You can, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can control the content of the website. If you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with other people that would listen to this show, then you can just submit it as show prep, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Right now at the top of the site, there's a response by Stefan Molyneux to the Kony 2012 fad, as it is called, the Pat Robertson story about him backing legalizing marijuana and coming out against the insane war on drugs. That was pretty big news. We talked about that earlier this week. Also in the news, and I don't think we've touched on this yet, Mark, is the Rush Limbaugh thing. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is, has been getting all kinds of press over the last week because of this slut comment that he made about a young lady in a college, I believe it was. And there are advertisers that have pulled from his radio program. There are stations that have pulled his program off the air. And it's been the talk of much controversy.
Yeah, you know, it's first off, in this segment, we're probably going to be talking, saying some words that some parents may not want their kids to hear. So be aware. All these are in quotes. But, hey, you know, if you don't want your kids to hear them, you don't want your kids to hear them. But Rush actually did something largely unprecedented, I would imagine. He apologized for having said what he said.
I don't think he was heartfelt. I don't think he was sincere at all in his apology.
You don't get to decide whether or not he was sincere or not. He made an apology, and that was
his
apology.
It's true. I'm pretty sure he did it because he was losing advertisers, but you're right. I mean, an apology is an apology, but I think it matters whether it's sincere or not.
Well, you don't get to decide. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, I heard it.
It sounded fine.
I assess that it was.
Okay, good.
Fine. He apologized, whatever. I mean, he doesn't think that... anyway, let me read the article here. This is from Nick Gillespie at who's God King over at Reason Magazine. And this article is, some of these words I'm not going to say. I'm just going to substitute.
That's all right.
Things.
you do whatever you feel comfortable with.
It's like totally different when a liberal blowhard guy calls a conservative woman a bad name. You've probably heard that Rush Limbaugh called Georgetown law student Sandra Fluke the S word and a prostitute after she testified before Congress about wanting the Jesuits who run her college to pay.
I'm sorry, is slut a worse word than prostitute?
I just don't like them.
Okay. You said prostitute, but not slut.
Yeah, whatever. You can say whatever you want. I'm going to say what I want. All right. Wants her college the people who run her college to pay for her birth control bills. Over at the New Republic, Timothy Noah explains why it's totally different when Bill Mayer calls Sarah Palin a four letter word beginning with T that refers to female genitalia, and a C.
It starts with a T.
It starts with a T, okay. And another word that begins with a C that refers to the same spot and commonly considered the worst word in the English
language. Where did he do this? Is this HBO? Does he have an HBO show or something?
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. They cite it here. What do you want? Keith Olbermann called Michelle Malkin a mushed-up bag of meat with lipstick on. And basically what they do is he goes through here and shows how many liberals, commentators, have said some really terrible thing to women. Now, I think it's interesting that this is all about calling women names, and it's not really about calling men names, as if it's okay to call men names and not call women names.
Interesting point.
So,
and it's very common on these talk shows to have cutesy little names, insulting names for the people on the opposite side of the coin.
Rush does it constantly with politicians and that kind of thing. And they do mention one in here where Matt Taibbi, whom Noah tags for calling Andrew Breitbart a douche. So, you know, there you go. That is one mention in here. But largely it's...
When you don't have anything intellectual to say, when you don't have anything smart, anything poignant, anything relevant to say, you can just call someone a name.
Well, that's what I feel really where Rush fell down on this one. It's a poor use of the term. If the lady was a slut, then you should call her that, fine. But she wasn't. She was asking, she was going before Congress and asking that Congress pass a law that makes her Catholic college provide her with birth control. That's not a slut. That's a person who's asking an agency of violence to demand something on her behalf. So she's paying essentially a thug to do her dirty work. I mean, what would you call that? A robber? I mean, I don't really know what
That's
the term.
A good question. I mean, what is the name for someone who hires a thug?
I don't have it. A don.
Person who hires a thug.
Right.
Thug's client.
As far as I'm concerned, using violence or hiring an agent to do violence makes you a robber.
Which is
a
what
thug,
Republicans and Democrats are all about. I mean, that's what Republicans and Democrats do, is they try to, control the government to where they can use it, the violence that's always behind it, to do their bidding. In the case of some people, to control their sexual proclivities, and others to control, to get money to go and kill people around the world. I mean, these people are all basically trying to do the same thing.
Right, that's what the political process is. The political process is a way to threaten your neighbor with very few repercussions.
Which means
there was
Russia's
a small amount of repercussions for this woman. They were poorly placed, but, for some reason or another, it's horrifying.
Right. Well, she wants the government to do her bidding and provide her with birth control, and Rush Limbaugh wants the government to do his bidding and, provide the military-industrial complex with contracts.
And make sure that they torture people down in Guantanamo. Or whatever it is.
Right, so he can sell more t-shirts about his, Club Gitmo, I think he calls it.
That's right. Olbermann, for instance, suggested the best way to take care of Hillary Clinton during the 2008 presidential race was to find somebody who can take her into a room and only he comes out. So that's, death. I mean, which is the worst of these. Conservative commentator S.E. Cupp, he claims that she should have been aborted by her parents. Matt Taibbi says that... He says, Malkins should have been...
Now, isn't this Reason Magazine citing the New Republic, which is a kind of a righty thing?
New Republic's a lefty thing.
Is it?
Yeah, believe so.
I don't... Okay, that's news to me.
All right.
But they are citing a different article here. They're citing someone else's work.
That's correct. They're citing different... They're using different pieces and that kind of thing. But
but there's plenty of examples. I see they're going through the list of liberals, so-called liberals.
Chris Matthews calls Hillary Clinton a she-devil. Nurse Ratched. Madame Defarge says she's witchy, anti-male, and uppity.
But there's no shortage. This is unfair, I think, because there's no shortage of right-wing Republican talk show hosts who are trash-talking people on the left. It's just the difference between all of these people and Rush Limbaugh is he's Rush Limbaugh. I mean,
and that's the point that's made by the author Timothy Noah here, is that essentially, his rebut is that the unacceptably vile things such as these lefties wrote, rather he reiterates his point that it matters more to society that a person with a big following says that than what a person with a small following says. But I don't see how people like Keith Olbermann, Mayor, and Chris Matthews are people with small followings.
Oh yeah, sure they are. I mean, these are people who are only on cable television, and cable television channels probably only have a few hundred thousand, at least as far as during their shows, probably only a few hundred thousand people viewing them.
I'll bet.
Whereas someone like Rush Limbaugh has an audience of millions.
Well,
so
television always has more importance than radio anyway.
According to TV, television has more importance. But the fact is, Rush Limbaugh penetrates into more homes and more workplaces, more ears than any of these people.
I would say that that's probably a true statement.
And that's why, there's, like I said, there's plenty of Republican righties that are trash-talking people on the left and calling names every single day on their talk radio shows. I mean, come on. Michael Savage at nighttime? I mean, the guy calls himself Savage because he's mean and nasty.
Because Wiener doesn't sound as good.
That's probably true as well. But the point being, these guys just don't have the same audience as Limbaugh does. I mean, what's Limbaugh got? 600 radio affiliates?
600 radio affiliates.
Right, so
I've heard numbers between 15 million and 25 million listeners, but I've also heard that his numbers have been diminishing here during an election year, which is, disastrous for talk radio.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. What do you want to ask about this, Mark?
I guess I want to ask, why is it that Rush Limbaugh gets the heat when all these other people say it too? Is it okay? Is it because he's the big boy that he shouldn't be able to say the same thing these other people do?
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I have an answer, and if you'd like to answer, you're welcome to, or bring up anything you want. This is Live Saturday Edition of Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. the stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about what you want. You can comment on the whole Rush Limbaugh slut thing if you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. Those features include our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, and many of you probably have them, I think 50% of Americans do at this point, m.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get quick access to our live streams and the podcast, m as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival or shooting gear? If you know, if you are or know an outdoors person, they need to check out ManVentureOutpost.com. ManVentureOutpost.com has everything that you're going to need for the outdoors activities, and they have them at rates that'll surprise you. They're so low. They have the name brands that you're looking for, and they've got them at prices that will stun you. It's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off their already incredibly low prices with coupon code FTL. It's Man Venture Outpost, coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right. So, Mark, you started out with a piece from Reason Magazine where they're asking the question, you know, or they're pointing out that Rush Limbaugh gets all this attention for something that he said on the air, but other hosts don't. And they specifically mentioned liberal hosts, but I think it's not fair where that article is coming from, because there's plenty of conservative hosts that trash talk, and they don't get the same attention Rush Limbaugh does.
Well, this is intended to show the hypocrisy of the situation, and specific, you know, I mean, it's... They went after Rush. They didn't go after any other conservative host or any other liberal host.
Well, now hold on a second. What about Don Imus? Remember the old nappy-headed host comment?
Yep.
Now, how would you rank Don Imus? Isn't he more of a kind of a liberal dude?
I think he's really a little more liberal, yep.
Yeah. So there's one for you. That was a pretty big splash.
Imus
doesn't even have a fraction of the affiliates that Rush Limbaugh does. I mean, Imus probably doesn't have 50 affiliates, and I would bet Limbaugh's got 10 times the affiliates that Imus does. So it just all depends on who's listening and how well they can blow up one of these statements.
Right, and that's what it really comes down to in these circumstances. It's not it generally isn't what's said. It's what group can make what kind of hay with it. And that's what's happening with Rush Limbaugh. That's what happened with Don Imus. You know, I mean, it's... I don't know that Don Imus intended to make any kind of racial, you know, epithet. Maybe it came out that way. Maybe it didn't. I mean, you know, you never know.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can tell us how you feel about this or bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Adam in North Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Adam, what's on your mind tonight?
I just think this Rush thing is just trying to get people to think in the false left-right paradigm myself, just make it more and more Democrats versus Republicans. And then, I'm pretty sure all the Republican candidates have said, well, he's not a representative of us, I still think it's a large part of the, you know, the Democrats and the Democratic National Committee trying to get Rush as, like, the spokesman. And it's been a large part of their strategy to paint all the Republicans as, you know, the same views, all the same, these bad guys, even though, you know, we know that Ron Paul is different, but that's mm-hmm. just their large strategy. These others are bad, and, I mean, that's part of the reason Ron Paul doesn't get the coverage is because they might realize that he is a little bit different than the
rest. Right, Ron Paul is less likely to call somebody names and more likely to say something intelligent about people that disagree with him.
Correct. So I just think it's a partisan thing, trying to get people to think in this group mentality. Oh, it's, you know, red versus blue, simple as that. You take a side, you know.
It's an interesting point, Adam, and I'm glad you made it. Thanks for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE.
That's what our system, the way it's set up by the Constitution, where, you know, the winner takes all, the person who gets 50% plus one of the votes, or, you know, plurality, and depending on the circumstances, whoever gets the most votes wins. It ends up being a, you know, two-person battle. That's why you have these groups, these amalgamations of different groups put together. The Democrats aren't all one group. They're a bunch of different groups. You've got labor in there. You've got the many socialist types, you know, all different types of Democrats in there. The Republicans are the same thing. They're amalgamations of different groups.
That's a good point. And it benefits the Democrat and the Republican National Committee types to try to keep people in their trenches, keep people in their camps, and get them to believe that, you know, there's some significant difference between the two.
Yeah, it's hard to quantify that difference.
Let's continue
not much.
Here. Yeah, the difference is only in degrees. They're two sides of the same big government coin for the most part. 855-453 is toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. Dennis is on the line listening in Medford, Oregon to KMED. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to comment on, I thought that Rush Limbaugh was vilified by the media because of leaving out a lot of facts that the young lady had said. And part of what they left out was that she said that she couldn't meet ends meet because she had to buy
birth control,
and because that she was so sexually active with her law students and she gave a figure as to how many times a month that she needed birth control. And
doesn't everybody need birth control? I mean, isn't a birth control a pill that you take daily?
It depends. Was she on the pill?
I think she was using several forms of birth control.
Well, that seems unlikely. I mean, maybe she had condoms plus the pill. I mean, that's
I remember her talking about other members of her class being active, but I saw a certain amount of her testimony. I didn't see the whole thing, and not going to claim to have seen the whole thing, but I don't remember her going up and talking about how many times she had sex in front of Congress.
Just to make it clear, birth control pill, obviously, we're a bunch of guys talking about this, so if a lady wants to call in to clarify...
There's lots of different types of birth control.
Sure. Right, but the pill is a daily thing. If you miss one day, it severely increases your chances of getting pregnant, so you have to get take the pill every day. There are other solutions like Depo-Provera, which is a quarterly shot that you are given. So it all depends. There are different options.
That's I understand that, but I think what Rush was trying to say was that the public shouldn't be buying her birth control, and that it shouldn't be mandatory for. HMOs or health insurance to be buying her birth control.
I think that's what he meant too.
Or she should be buying them.
That's probably true.
I think that's what he was trying to say. I just think that the terminology that he used in that circumstance,
the message got lost.
Drew away from his point rather than towards it. Then again, most of Rush Limbaugh's show does not get huge media coverage, so therefore maybe what he said did draw more attention to his point. I don't know.
It all depends. And Dennis, I appreciate the phone call tonight here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I mean, if anybody's an expert on taking prescription pills, and should be Rush Limbaugh. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We go to Ruth, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hey, Ruth.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just, as a woman, I'm just totally amazed that someone would expect, that another woman would expect me or my family to pay for her birth control. I just think it's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what, Ruth, if you want to share more of your thoughts, I'd like to invite you to hang on. We'll come back with you here in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I happen to agree with Ruth on that point, but I also think Rush Limbaugh's a jerk. 855-453, you can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. Enjoy them. And those features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Just head on over to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. It's all completely free. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. You need to know how to move the court, how to make objections, upon what grounds to make objections. If you don't know this information, you're very likely going to lose. You're fighting in the dark, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, it's a game, and you got to know the rules in order to win the game. Works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free tools there for you, things you can check out before you buy the course. But buy the course. It's costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's well worth it. I've enjoyed it. I felt like I've learned a great deal, and I'm going to be using it again here soon. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you check out, remember to use the pull-down menu. Mention Free Talk Live. You can get, by the way, instant access in case you've got something going on Monday. Jurisdictionary.com.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. We're taking your calls. You can, of course, bring up anything you want, but we're talking right now about the Rush Limbaugh slut controversy that happened over the last week or so. And the question that you'd asked, Mark, was, well, why Rush? Why is Rush being targeted like this? And I think the answer to that is simple. He's Rush. I mean, he's the number one talk show host. Whether you like it or not, he's the number one talk show host. If we were the number one show, Mark, and we had over 600 radio stations, a lot more ears would be on what we were saying as well. And, you know, you and I, we've suffered the loss of an advertiser recently. We lost a handful of radio stations recently because of some of our comments about the military. Now, we didn't apologize for those comments. But all that said, you know, it's not uncommon for people to get all upset about something they hear on the radio and then use their abilities and, you know, whatever influence they have in the marketplace to try to change the market to their liking. So what's happening with Rush isn't uncommon in the business. It's just what's uncommon about Rush is he's the number one show. So more people pay attention to what goes on with him. And instead of making a good point on the air about, you know, being forced to pay for someone's birth control, he kind of ruined his point by going with a low blow. And going taking the low road and taking a personal shot against the lady in question.
Yeah, I think he was trying to say that look where our society has gone, where somebody is willing to go before Congress and make these comments. Is what he was trying to say. I'm not going to defend the statements. I think he really missed the mark with them. But at the same time, I feel like people are really just going after him because they have a vendetta against him.
That's okay. I mean, that's what happens when you're the number one talk show host. You don't get to the top without creating some enemies on the way up there. Let's go back to Ruth, listening to WSC-FM in Charleston. It's just kind of the cross you have to bear of being, you know, that's the publicity and the popularity. It's the other side of it.
King of the Mountain.
Ruth, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just think that the young lady, she's attending some kind of a Catholic school. She wants them to pay for her activities. Now, for instance, what if she was which is against their principles, and so let's pretend she's attending a Jewish school. She might want them to pay for her dues to join the Arab League, something they might be morally opposed. I mean, there's just no end to what people want other people to pay for their activities that the other people are morally opposed to. So.
No doubt.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, frankly, I don't think anybody should have to pay for any activity that they find morally reprehensible. And
absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned, that includes people, you know, employers that don't want to hire people that are gay for whatever reason. I think that's fine. In fact, I believe that people that don't want to hire people that are straight should be able to do it. I don't think that. I think you should be able to make whatever discriminatory,
And I should be free to discriminate against you.
Absolutely.
If you're going to be discriminating against people who are my friends.
I just don't think people should be forced to make these decisions if they don't want to by the government. I think that if the marketplace says, you know, hey, I don't want to go in your restaurant because you've got a no black sign, look, I'm not going to go in your restaurant for that reason.
Right. I don't want to patronize bigots. I don't want to patronize racists. And I would rather know who they are. I'd rather they be free to show who they really are. And, you know, Rush has shown that he's a jerk. So if I were buying ads on his show, I'd be pretty upset about that, too. Ruth, any other thoughts?
Well, I just wonder what her parents think. There she is up in Washington. You know, they're paying like $60,000 a year for her to go to school, and she's up in Washington. As far as I'm concerned, embarrassed herself. But,
yeah, maybe she should have gone to mom and dad first and asked them for the money. Thanks for the call, Ruth. Appreciate it.
It's a more appropriate place to get it.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue with your thoughts, let's go to Tom, listening in Virginia to WSVG in Williamsburg. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my couple of comments is when I first heard about this, and it was $3,000 was mentioned, and I heard somebody ask the question after that, what does $3,000 represent? And I thought she said that was about 3 years that she felt she should have been paid. And if you just calculate out what $3,000 is, somebody said that for female contraceptive, about $30 a month, that's a dollar a day, or if it's a condom, that's a dollar a day, let's say. So over the course of 3 years, we're talking about 1,000 days each time. So that represents three times a day for 3 years.
Now, three times? What do you mean three times? You only have to take one pill per day.
Three times a day. No, three condoms a day. $3 a day times 365 days is roughly $1,000. For three years is roughly $3,000. And that's what she said. Now, a person that wants that amount of money for contraceptive, calculated that way, is not a person that's above board or whatever. So Rush's comment, I don't agree with his four-letter word of that, but that's, you know, what in his mind he was thinking. When I asked my teenage son, he said yes, that's what he would call her, or any girl that was in his high school, that if she did that, that's it.
I dispute the math, but I want to address number one.
Okay, $30, let's say
can I address number one?
Let me just say, right. It's $30 a month for insurance, and that's your copay.
Right.
$30 a month for birth control pills is fine. That's $360, so I don't know where the $3,000 came up because...
Yeah, I'm just having to take your word for it. Obviously, I didn't hear
But this is about insurance, and I assume that she doesn't have the insurance. She's a 30-year-old individual, so she wouldn't necessarily be on her parents' insurance.
Okay,
so maybe she has
going, but she's going to a $50,000-a-year school, so obviously she's got enough to afford that. Now, the other thing that really bothered me was your comment about all the right-wing conservatives that have used language like Rush. How many right-wing conservative talk radio shows and news shows are on the air? And how many left-wing
plenty
are, like Bill Maher and like other people?
There's all kinds of conservative talk shows.
I don't watch Bill Maher on HBO.
Did you want an answer to your question?
No, he doesn't.
He didn't want to answer
to point number one.
Okay.
He doesn't want to answer to point number two.
Okay,
I'd like to answer your question. You did
one,
were you asking rhetorically, or did you want to have a conversation, or did you want
to
just
to,
lecture?
I wanted to ask number one, and then you brought about you doubt my number. So answer number one.
Okay, number one is just because a condom costs $1 doesn't mean a condom is every type of contraceptive out there. There are lots of different contraceptives. They have lots of different prices. So $3,000 may very well be a legitimate sum for a year's worth of contraceptives. I couldn't speak to that. There's Depo-Provera. There's there's obviously the pill, and there's several different types of pills. So.
I think Depo's like $75 a shot.
There's the ones that you stick. They have the little things that they actually stick under the skin, and they diminish over time. So there's all kinds of difference.
Tom, about your question about conservative talk shows, almost every talk show on the talk radio is conservative.
From what I know, I listen to a lot of talk shows that are conservative, and I very rarely hear them talk. And when they get on, one thing that aggravates me is
you
they
very rarely
to...
hear them talk. You mean
they
say
really
nasty things about other people? They do it all
like
the time. Maybe
about.
You're just so desensitized to it, Tom. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's the name-calling. Not necessarily the type of name-calling that Rush did, but,
right.
You know.
There's more coming up. 855-453.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared paired with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit. Delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. One of those features includes our listen lines. Just had somebody call the regular call-in line asking if this was the listen line. And nope, the listen line is 760-569-7752. So if you want to program that into your phone, maybe your local radio station is doing the awful thing that some of them do sometimes of preempting us for sports. It's one of those things we have to deal with being a nighttime show in talk radio. But if you call 760-569-7752, that will get you tuned into Free Talk Live around the clock. So any time of the day or night, basically it's like a tap into our internet stream that transmits over your phone. So 760-569-7752 for the Free Talk Live listen lines available to you around the clock. And it does cost long distance fees, but so many people have free long distance or free nights and weekends now that if you're on your cell phone, for instance, probably not going to cost you anything, especially if it's a nighttime when you call. So our toll-free number, if you want to get on the air with us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. We go right back to your phone calls, and we'll start things out here with Steve, listening in Houston to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to comment about Rush's comments. I didn't hear him personally, and I've only heard little bits and pieces about his comments. But primarily, I'm getting a little sick and tired of whether it's Rush or any other radio DJ that's got the bully pulpit to use such vitriol when assaulting a private citizen for making their point. And, you know, this gal is somebody's child, somebody's sister, and, you know, for him to make these outrageous comments calling her slut and a prostitute is extreme and uncalled for, in my opinion. And I'm a conservative right-winger, but, you know, there's no need for us to use that kind of language when we're dealing with somebody or talking about somebody. I'm just getting tired of it all.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should use this kind of language in referring to anyone ever, but I've got some questions after what you said here. So is it because they're a private citizen and not, say, a pundit or a politician?
Well, I definitely think that has something to do with it. But really, whether it was a public official or somebody, I mean, there's no need for us to use these kind of terms because we disagree with them. I mean,
would you agree, Steve, that, you know, you called yourself a conservative, the last guy we had on the line pretended like they don't do this sort of thing on conservative talk radio? But I can tell you, I've listened to a lot of talk radio in my adult years, and I've heard a lot of name calling, a lot of it. Haven't you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's one of the reasons I don't listen to Rush very often.
And I don't mean just Rush. I mean across the board. I mean conservative, liberal. Talk show hosts are notorious for calling names, of people they don't like.
And I tune them out because of that reason. There's a guy locally here in Houston, Michael Berry, who's rather vehement in his use of the language, and it just turns me off and turns me away from him. And I changed.
Michael Berry, actually met him at a talk radio convention. He was very nice, had nice things to say about Free Talk Live. Didn't he get arrested recently down near a gay, at a gay bar or something like that?
That I don't know.
I just thought that was funny. Hey, thanks for the call, Steve. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Not that you can't be conservative and be gay. I'm not suggesting he is, but kind of funny, Mark. I mean, why else would you be at a gay bar?
Right. Gay? Well, I can say I've been at gay bars before, and I'm not gay. I just, it would have been, for one, a friend invited me to a bar one time to meet up with her, and it turns out it was a gay bar, and I went with another friend of mine, and it's like, we figured out pretty quick that this was a gay bar, and probably not where, we were going to be the happiest hanging out. But it would have been really funny if, for whatever reason, mass arrests would have gone through that bar. There I am, arrested in the gay bar.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Joey, listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Joey.
Hey, I wanted to call and talk about Rush Limbaugh. I think it's no different. Him calling her a name. And you calling Rush Limbaugh a jerk. I mean,
you're right. You got me on that one.
I personally don't see anything wrong with any of the radio DJs calling anybody a name because it's just a name. I mean, grow up and get over it.
You don't have anything else better to say? I mean, isn't essentially filler for where you could be saying something intellectual or something valid or
I agree,
reasonable?
But I think 90% of what Rush says is intellectual, and I'm glad it's out there because I really don't feel like there is another opinion that is given on the right that is valued like all these left-wing, the national news and the nighttime news. I mean, everybody's left-wing. I mean, Rush is the only voice out there of defense, it seems like.
Well, there's plenty of conservative talkers out there, but I believe that Rush Limbaugh generally runs one of the least vitriolic shows out there. I listen to Rush on a relatively regular basis. I listen to talk radio. He tends to be the one that's on the local station when I'm out and doing the things that I'm doing, so I tend to listen. And usually he lets callers talk. He doesn't call them names. And there's lots of radio talk show hosts that do just that.
You mean when he decides to take a call?
He can monologue. There's no doubt about it. But my feeling is that Rush tends to be one of the least vitriolic ones out there, and that most people that believe that he is, this rah, 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 yelling, screaming guy, don't listen to the show.
Oh, I agree. 100% with you. Sean Hannity is the worst as far as having a caller call in and then arguing with him. I mean, he'll never give anybody from another opinion a chance to call whatsoever.
Have you listened to the Michael Savage show?
I've listened a little bit. I feel like is the only one that'll argue facts with, not argue, but he'll debate facts with the caller
He stepped in it in this one, and everybody, I do 21 hours a week of live radio content, and I can tell you, you're going to step in it at some point or another. I mean, this stuff isn't scripted, and you're just talking, and,
you can't always think about the words that come out of your mouth before they come out. That can be tricky, but all that said, I mean, Rush could use a little bit of an ego smackdown, right? I mean, this guy...
Part of his shtick is ego. I mean, for whatever reason, the people...
Tied behind my back, I rule the world.
I mean, that's so over the top. Who believes that?
I think some people believe him.
He's joking. I mean, he's not being serious. I mean, come on. He's just being...
Thanks for the call, man.
But look, let me say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think somebody needs to look in a little bit more to this girl's background. I don't think she's just some Jane Doe that come off the street.
Oh, she's not. She's a political operative.
She's not some Jane Doe private citizen. I mean, she stepped into the fire.
Well, I think that she hasn't quite gotten, like, she may be ankle deep into the ocean of politics at this point. She's not in up to her neck like so many of them are.
I do agree, though, that she's not a private person. If you want privacy, you have to not go and testify publicly.
Right. So the TV cameras make you not private.
Yeah. Joey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, he called me out for saying Rush was a jerk, and I actually considered mentioning that on my own, but I'm glad I got called out on it. Do you think it, you know, at what point does it cross the line into name calling if, you know,
anytime you call a name?
If you're telling the truth.
I just don't think that, I don't, you know, you would have to, okay, so jerk is a subjective term, so it can never be the truth.
How do you describe a guy that shows up at a radio convention with security surrounding him, swings
somebody
in
important,
his,
more important than his, you and I,
swings in his limousine, swoops in, gives a speech, doesn't even bother, you know, deign to even, you know, spend any
time handshaking and a little bit of talking
with the people there, and then takes off. What do you call someone like that? That is not a name calling thing.
Important.
Come on, Mark.
What? I mean, you know, Rush. I mean, obviously, Sean Hannity will stand.
You're coming to.
He'll shake some babies and kiss some hands. There's no doubt about it. But Rush Limbaugh, he's an important guy. Just doesn't think it's
self-important. Would that be not a name calling?
I think that
like
people,
I don't want to cross that line, but I also want to be accurate in describing this person.
You know, I get where you're coming from, but you know, whatever.
Self-important.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
name
calling. Frankly, I mean, I will agree with you that it's to some extent filler. But you know,
I think it's
when Rush
approach.
Limbaugh makes fun of the way that people were tortured in Guantanamo, I mean, I'm willing to go out and say jerk. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I don't like his opinions on many of the things that he says.
Well, I think it's one thing to call a name that's inaccurate, like, you know, slut, for instance.
Yeah, that's where he really dropped the ball.
Or prostitute. And it's another thing to call somebody what they are. And I mean, he's a self-important jerk. In my observation, at least, of his behavior and how he treats people.
But he uses names all the time to talk about, you know, I mean, every politician of any import seems to have, you know, Dirty Harry, I can't remember.
Right.
Dirty Harry
usually
Reed
making fun of some aspect of their personality or making fun of an aspect of their body. For instance, like one time when I called somebody a name, and I regret it, I called the one of the local principals of the high school's Butterball, because his real name's Butterfield, and he's kind of roly-poly. So it was a low blow, and I totally admit it, and I shouldn't have done that.
Well, but whenever you call a name, you open yourself up for people talking about you calling the name as
Hour
opposed to what
next.
The point you're making.
855-453. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.